Having kids do a Christmas program is a reminder about just how God's kingdom works. When Jesus came, God in the flesh turned everything upside down. The whole world, the whole universe. And when Mary breaks out in the song that we call the Magnificat, you notice so much of what she's praising God for is that the world gets turned upside down, that the people who have lots of stuff suddenly don't have so much stuff because the people who have nothing are suddenly filled with all the blessings. Everything gets turned upside down. Those who the world says are powerful lose their power because God hands the power and the blessings over to those who have nothing. And our little children, the ones who have probably the least power in the whole world, are now the ones bringing the power of Jesus and the message of the gospel to you and to me. Yes? It's really through this kind of humility and love that the message of the gospel comes through. We have an opportunity to celebrate Christmas through this offering to Covenant World Relief this morning, because in doing so, we're really living out that gospel. We're living out that kingdom calling, because those who the world would say count for nothing and aren't important are the ones that we, in the name of Jesus, are saying, no, you are valuable, you are precious. And as God has blessed us, we will bless you and care for you. So I just want to invite you in this moment, if you have one of the soup cans, or if you've put an offering inside the envelope, if you would bring that forward. And we'll just set them here on the table, if I can keep the tablecloth on it. Very nice.
Kitty treats.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you so much. Oh, isn't this awesome? This represents an offering of thanksgiving to the God who has provided us with so much, and now we have the opportunity to give back. We are representing the love of the kingdom as we bring these gifts. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, I thank you for each of these gifts, Lord, because it represents your love poured into our hearts. And we're so grateful for all the ways that you provided for us. And Lord, in this season, we thank you that there's an opportunity to care for those who are less fortunate, particularly for those who are suffering and struggling in a time of emergency or crisis. So we pray, Lord, your blessing on these gifts for the sake of your mission to care for those who are hurting. And Lord, we pray that in all these things, it will not only meet an immediate need, but it will proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord. And in this, we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah.